Recorded Books and One Click Digital present P.S. B-11 by Rita Williams Garcia, narrated by C.C. Aisha Johnson.
A Grand Negro Spectacle. You'd think that after flying 6-odd hours from New York to Oakland, then flying 6-odd hours back, Vonetta, Fern, and I would be world-class travelers, and those bumps and dips would be nothing. The 727 still shook, rattled, and rolled from cloud to cloud with no sign of letting up, and we were headed into a storm as we approached New York. The captain said that good old storm was just the thing we needed to cool off the sticky August air waiting to greet us on the ground. The last thing my sisters and I needed was lightning bolts seeking out plain metal. I kept a fact about lightning's love of big metal objects to myself. No need scaring my sisters with what I knew. They were scared enough. We had made the best of our flight. For nearly 6 hours up in the clouds, we couldn't stop talking about meeting our mother, going to the People's Center, and getting to know Sister Makumbu, Sister Pat, and even Crazy Kelvin. We went on and on about Fern and the Black Panthers at the Free Huey rally. We chanted our mother Cecile's poem, softly, we thought, until the short brunette stewardess came over and cleared her throat. We got the message and stopped softly accusing the world of kidnapping Mother Africa's children. When we wore out those memories, we went on about the Angton sisters and their swinging dresses, and about meeting Mean Lady Ming for the first time and being afraid of her. Then we talked about our San Francisco excursion.